মেয়েশ্রী জয় বাবা, জয় বাবা। হম হে বন্দে ইশক কে মজহব হামারা ইশক হে, হম হে বন্দে ইশক কে মজহব হামারা ইশক হে, হে হম হে রে ইশক কে দরিয়া মে গির কর কহো কোন নিকলা হে বিরাগ, হে ইশক কে দরিয়া মে গির কর কহো কোন নিকলা হে বিরাগ, হম তো জিসকো কহতে দরিয়া বেকিনারা ইশক হে, হম তো জিসকো কহতে দরিয়া বেকিনারা ইশক হে, হম হে বন্দে ইশক কে মজহব হামারা ইশক হে, হে হুরো জন্নত কো লেকে আয়ে হ্যাঁ ওর তুঝে বিনা ক্যা করু মে, তুঝে বিনা ক্যা করু মে, রে হুরো জন্নত কো লেকে আয়ে হ্যাঁ ওর তুঝে বিনা ক্যা করু মে, ওর তুঝে বিনা ক্যা করু মে, হম তো আশক আপকে হমকো তুমারা ইশক হে, হম তো আশক আপকে হমকো তুমারা ইশক হে, হম হে বন্দে ইশক কে মজহব হামারা ইশক হে, হম হে বন্দে জয় বাবা।
So she has something here.
What's this? Jackie riding a horse or sitting on a chair?
Every night from evening, Nardi Jal, imagine.
You know, speaking about picture books, did you always read to Baba before the new life also?
Read to Baba before new life? Of course, we've always read to Baba.
Even at Mirabad?
Not Mirabad. Baba read it himself, but he didn't care to read books in Mirabad. Baba was mostly down the hill with the mandali and with us up from the hill.
How
do
you
know?
And when you came to Mirabad,
it... Yeah. And then there's also coming. Sophie's little lady now, in the maxis. You know, little children, they feel so important now these days. They feel that they're grown up. No, they don't feel small.
They should feel small while they're small. I'd like to be small.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd like to be small. I like to be small when Baba is on earth now. Now I don't care how old I get.
Oh, yeah.
I was 16 when I came to Baba, the right age. But Baba sing, Baba play the tabla and whatnot. Very beautiful. When he was young, very beautiful.
Hello.
Hey, Baba. You started to say something.
I was going to say, Mary was asking Zach. He said, Muhammad's.
Thank you, Baba.
Love you.
Oh, how sweet. It's a nice little vest to keep on.
Yeah. I think,
it comes off. I do embroidery. But I never.
No, I love to.
Crochet.
No, what do you call it? Knitting. Two knitting, knitting. But I never liked crochet, yes, but I wasn't too apt at it. My mother was. She could crochet and make most difficult patterns. And also knitted a coat. You know, she knit a coat for me. And it was very big, but I used it. I had it with me. Then we were going to Bombay with Baba, and Baba said we had to keep all our warm out, and the train will be very drafty. So I kept my pink coat out. My mother knitted that one. And then Baba came in the room, we made a bed. Baba's out on the veranda after he packed and all that. Then he came to see if all was ready. And then he came and said, whose coat is this? It was so sweet. And then Baba put it on himself. And it's good, it was loose on me, so it threw Baba well. And that was, now I remember when I'm thinking of Baba, that was the first pink coat that Baba wore.
His first pink and her mother
pink had pink. Maybe pink, it's only some.
Did you ever knit anything?
No, no. Didn't catch me knitting or crochet anything. We just doing now sweeping and cooking and cleaning the utensils and everything, washing clothes and that, and what you call it. Now, drew water and then wash Baba's clothes. Baba told me to wash his clothes one day. I was so happy.
But you made that beautiful Krishna outfit that had the handwork on that. It was very nice. Portia was so impressed. It's in the museum. The one with the
Krishna.
Not Krishna, but
the gorgeous like a what would you call it? Mantle?
I didn't know. But
robe, that's right. All the designs I should do. Then
so
they stood together, get to.
Must have taken
do
a
all
long
the shiny
time.
Stuff, you know, shiny to name, whatever you call it. You have different names for it. You don't have
sequins.
We do, used to do, you know, the borders of our saris. No, then that's all out of fashion. But there was fashion, no border at all. And olden days, women cannot wear a sari without a border, you know. Not auspicious, you see. Now everything is gone.
So don't pick
your head up. Yesterday's Zubinder was wearing black sari with no border at all. In the old time, they wouldn't do it. I mustn't say why, but she doesn't have the thought as good.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So maybe she doesn't care now. She's got a grandchildren and all that. She looks lovely in that. Zubinder is very, very fair. Very fair. Not quite pink and white, but very fair. But her mother was like this, like your color. Subhida's mother. Really? I couldn't believe. I was very proud. She was very, very fair. She was in Tehri. Tehri is the Himalayas. Foothills of the Himalayas, Tehri. From there. Kumar's mother went to the daughter-in-law who would work hard and all that. So they went to Tehri where they work hard, the girls. She like the look. Subhida looks and all that. Subhida did turn out to be the right daughter-in-law.
You said you used to wash Baba's clothes in the old days. You didn't get that soap pattern and everything in those days, did you?
What did I get?
Like ready-made soap powder comes in boxes.
Oh, no.
You just had
this ordinary bar soap, yeah. Everything ordinary. No sophisticated things.
That's what? I'm so happy to see you again. Is Baba's face still on the tree?
But in daytime he goes in seclusion. So he can't see clearly. In the night, we have an electric light facing the image, and it's so clear in the night, because you don't see the scabs that have come off, you know, you see very clearly. As a Baba's dressed in the face. And the shadow of the mustache is there, everything is so perfect. Money also says, but I see it. Garland number, yeah.
So
yeah,
garland,
yeah. Very beautiful. Only the night. In the daytime, we don't see chocolate, so we don't encourage people to go and see. But if you want to, around the corner from our room, you can see our bedroom.
Because I remember when I was here last, you took my husband and I into Baba's room, and then we went and sat in the other bedroom and looked out at the
tree
from bedroom. The window. Yeah,
our window, see, not from Baba's.
Right, and the one next to the
window. You know the bedroom, the second one. Go over near the window.
1974.
The bay window. Yeah, it's right in front of you. Not there. From our room.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah, our bedroom.
Should I show? Maybe next time we'll try and arrange it.
Next time, if we are still in this body, if I am still in this.
That's why I was so happy to be here.
Some people think that at this age, maybe, who knows what I'm like. So they go, oh, Mary, I look very young. I say, Baba, don't you pass, you know, what do you call Nazar, you know, that means. You don't know. You don't have it in your mind.
So. Nazar, the gaze.
And they are gazing. You know, when you say something very, it's nice, then the thing does not remain nice. So it's never mind. It's just as Baba we should be.
You know, you must have heard about that American spaceship that went up and then it comes back down. Well, in Baba's time, when all that space business first started, like the Americans and the Russians started, did Baba say anything about the astronauts?
He's written somewhere that people go up high to the other world, what he calls it, moon and stars anyway. They can go as high as they can, but when they come back, they're the same people. No difference. Nothing good has happened to the person, to the soul, to the heart, to the love for God. That is not there. They've come back just, obviously, bare. The hearts are not filled with God's love. So it's better to stay on earth and have love for God. As Baba says, that you dive deep in your heart, Baba says, to see Baba. What's the use of going and seeing the moon? Yes, that's a beautiful conception of moon and children, so beautiful. And now the Americans stepping on it often. We don't like it. Especially Muslims, they know they go by the moon, the days and the calendar, everything. The new moon is so beautiful, and that thing, the full moon is so very auspicious with the Hindus also.
Do you ever remember Baba listening on the radio to those?
What?
Do you ever remember Baba listening on the radio to those launches?
No, I don't remember that. I remember only Baba's music and Baba heard songs from Pakistan, India, Pune, Bombay. He was very particular about beautiful voice and all that. He loved music very much. Space business, all that. Baba didn't care. But that kind of news also, Baba didn't care. That thing was the best person who went and chopped the best person means of the space astronaut. He got burnt inside. That was very sad.
Poor.
Before it took off, it boosted.
Oh, yeah.
Only one, I think. Three of them together? Three of
them.
One was a colored man, was he?
American.
Were they American?
Yeah.
But several of the Russians died, too. Yeah. I don't know how many, though.
What?
Yeah. Some of the Russians died, I believe, up.
Yeah, they did. They don't let others know about these things. How do we know that they have died?
I
think one of them, they picked up on...
One who actually stepped on the moon or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
He renounced all...
Moon is so beautiful.
You know, Christmas?
I love nature more than... I don't like city life, I think. This Baba brought me here. I'm glad he brought me. I didn't see more trees in Meadow, but there were no trees. But you couldn't do any gardening, anything. And I don't know how Baba must have felt inwardly. We never told that to Baba. I never thought about gardening also. We didn't care. We just worked hard. And all. Then Baba thought of this place. Maybe he knew the place existed, but he told one of the Mandis to find a place for him seclusion. Somebody outside Mirabad, but it's very quiet. Like, what for seclusion to do his special work, you know. So there were Baba lovers here, there, you know, going from this place, that place. And then I think this was Kaku's son, means Vishnu master, who found this place. This is what I heard now. I don't know that exactly. He knew there was a lake here, so he saw this road coming, and he came on the bicycle, and he found this place. And, of course, his new house wasn't there. It was not there. But this was there. The roof half was blown off. Nobody was taking care of it, you know. Because government, I don't know why. At that time, it was British time. Anyway, the place was not looked after well. There was one gardener, but what gardening he did, even that I don't know, because there was nothing. Just, what do you call it, jungle bushes, you know. And so, well, anyway, this was told to Baba, there's a place, and he'd like it very much, there are rooms and all that, and you can have to clean box, yes. And so, Baba, when he came to see, and he liked, so in that room there, Baba, and it was in seclusion. And, yes, it was a short time, not sure. I don't know how many days he was here, 12 days. We never kept a diary, it's a pity. But Padani may have kept a diary, but Padani was better off. But Gustaji was here, Tinada's old father, and maybe one more. 2-3 months they were here to be with Baba, you know. And so Baba was in seclusion, and he used this place for his seclusion, his work, and so it became, how do you call it? And Baba's in his, sacred place, you may call it. And so when Baba came back from seclusion, he liked the place, the quiet of it, something he liked about it, and so he came to Mirabad. Next day was in our room and Mani were there, and so Baba told us that it's a very nice place, and it's near the lake, this means water, and a nice house. You'll like it very much, and tomorrow you get dressed up in sari and show it to you and take you with. So Baba did bring us in the car. Who was driving? I think Ali was driving. Anyway, we came here and so we liked it very much and all that. There were not many neem trees, you know. I was simply crazy about neem trees. And so I said, how lovely place, a beautiful place. Baba liked it. And Baba says he knew he would like it and so on. Baba said, go and see all. First, Baba came here and showed us. And then Baba said, stay here. He's going to talk to the Mandali. And so, talked to the Mandali, he did. And then he came back and then we went home. And then when we went to Baba's house, he liked the place and he'd have it repaired, you know. This house, half the roof was blown off the tile. So Baba had it repaired, and this was, you know, actually there were no walls. The small building, that room that was, it all crumbled down, you know what I mean? Mm. Yeah. And so Baba said, we'll have a little room built here. So it was just a room, and a tiny room, and so on. How many rooms were there? Two tiny rooms. Only two people can walk in it. That was supposed to be a kitchen. There was no big kitchen there. The kitchen was not at all there. Just the foundation was there. And so it came useful to build the kitchen there because the foundation already was there, nice pakka foundation. And so then this just big room and very tiny small room, just for two beds in a row and a small walking space, that much. So Margaret Cross, you know, she's a ballerina dancer, well, she was with the Westerners. So Baba had her alone, Westerner, to stay with us the very first time when we came here. Then myself, Mani, and Meru. Nada was not there, but Nada came 1 month later. There was one maid, and with her, that maid, Mani, used to cook.
Was Walu
here? What?
Was Walu with you?
Walu was with us, yeah. That's right, Walu. And Walu had the idea to grow the, what do you call this, Lucy?
Hedge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did very well. Mm-hmm. Herself, we didn't tell her. She had a brain wave, as you would say. Yeah. She said it should be private, you know, Baba comes and goes, and the villagers were coming and staring. And so I said, yeah, that's a very good idea. And she grew, and they grew very fast, because she knew the right season to grow them. I think it must be in June. And when the rains came, the things started growing fast, you know. And so the same hedge was there for many, many years, more than 25 years. But the hedge here got a bit scraggly and hard and dry, and not very much of leaves on it, thick box. It was not good. So at last, then I had the idea to make the space a little bit bigger. So from outside, I started digging myself, you know. But also, I took the help of an Indian, not a gardener, a village a woman from the village and her sister. And anyway, I dug a little bit that she would dig, and between us we got a few trees planted and started to give them the idea that we want the hedge here, 3 feet more to have the compound. Mm. So 3 feet more we push outside there, and then next. Now it's the same that we grew, how good it is in us, very old now. That also has gone over this nearly 1957, 1958. From that time we started growing it.
Mm.
58, 68, 78. Yeah, more than 20 years. 20 and some years more. So then this also is gone. You have to grow new ones or you have to keep it tidy and cut it. So the gardeners, they get lazy, they don't cut quickly. So the stems get hard. Mm-hmm. When it's hard, then they can't cut it and the arms, the strain on the arms, and the spoils the, what do you call it, the scissors, mm-hmm. clippers, whatever they are. Shearers.
Why don't they let it grow tall? They don't like it tall.
No, they will grow very untidy and they're not supposed to grow tall. No, no. It's not done. And it has to be trimmed. You see. It grows like a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was not cut now near the yellow wall. That's mm-hmm. not Lucy. Mm-hmm. In the corner near the window, the tall mm-hmm. green tree that we brought from Satara. It's mm-hmm. Durante. It's not this thing. It's not Lucy, no. The tall one, the green tall one against the yellow wall. We brought it so small. I had it in Satara. I love to see those white flowers on them. We see these kind with violet flowers. They're very insipid. I love them white, like they're snowdrops. So I saw it in the library. It was in front of us, the library club, whatever it is, and brought a cutting from there in monsoon, and it grew very well in Satara. And so when we had to come here, the tree was already growing. So I said, maybe we won't leave that tree behind. So when the horse Shiva and the other, all the coming, you know, we told them to bring it in their bus. Mm. So many trees came from Satara, bougainvilleas and this and so on. Then we found a space here. Why? Because I didn't want the blank wall in front of us, so I wanted to plant there. So we planted it there. And that's now nearly 30 years old. 58. Mm. But Baba's Dutton Hall was, she was stable. Yes, mm-hmm. like Jesus, you know, was born stable. Now Baba's giving Dutton once the horse is stable. But before that was supposed to be a garage, you know. Elizabeth had given Baba 2 cars, and Nariman gave another car, and so all these cars we had to put them. So Baba had them. These two, garages made, you know. They now serve the purpose. One is the Dutton Hall. And one is used for bedroom. So then, what I want to say is that from this to this, it turned into a Darshan Hall, Mandali Hall.
And Mahabaleshwar also, wasn't that Aga Khan's place? That used to be a stable?
Oh, yes. Very beautiful. This time we went to see it. No, the last time we went to see it. But we heard much about that, the what do you call it? The monks were very conveniently settled and very safe. And I don't know, how can we say what must be? But that time we never saw somehow Baba. Didn't tell us to come to see, and we never remember to ask. Anyway, if the monks are there, Baba may not like us to be there also. So when we visited Bajrani Mountains at that time, when it was 78, that time, and Alu Kambata was with us, so we took her to see where we stayed with Baba in the Florence Hall. The Florence Hall is quite changed now. It's like a godown. It was so beautiful with the lovely carpets and I don't know whatever. Everything's taken away. It was sold to some seminary, some Christian people. What do you call them? Not missionaries. Then in Pune they stay. And so they bought it that the priest and all, they should go for summer vacation, or change and food air. But they use it for some years. I don't know how many years they use it, but they found it very expensive, I think. To keep a house in Mahabaleshwar is most expensive. Mm. You have to have a gardener all year round. You have to pay him high pay because he has his family there. He can't stay with just 100 rupees. So that, and then the whole house, because Mahabaleshwar rains 350 inches all night and all day, can you imagine? So it spoils the wall. It gives them, what do you call it? Mildew. Yeah, that's right, green. And it's not nice. You can't clean every wall. Anyway, they have a, you know, not tata, but it's kind of grass that comes from the valleys. Every house to be covered with this kind of grass, I don't know how they can manage it. Anyway, you see these people who do this business, you know, they get bamboo putties, you know, bamboo cutting to sell, and then on that they lay the long grasses like this, long ways, and then tie it up like this, big frames, you know, and that they tie it against the walls of the house to protect the house. And so each, in my time, when we had these three houses in Mahabaleshwar, you know, each one, the big house costs 700 just to tie it up like that, came in. Then the small one, 500, the other one, 300. What is this? But we kept it. And then it pays back because when in season when the people come, you know, the one Maharaja came, you know, they 2,000 rupees a month. your money comes back, you know, because season time you can rent it very, you see the people and you charge that much and then they're happy because they've come far, from far away, very hot countries, they want to come to Mahabaleshwar, heard of Mahabaleshwar and whatnot. Very beautiful, the Rani was very simple, sweet people. They were very nice. Once they invited us to come see them. Anyway, what I want to say is, this in Mahabaleshwar is very expensive. But when we joined Baba, we sold everything. We have nothing to do with all that. Put everything in Baba's feet. We said, Baba, my mother said, we don't think of all this, just think of Baba.
So when Baba had that big meeting in Florence Hall, it was a stable actually at that time?
Yeah, Florence Hall is there. No, the stable is very far away. Florence Hall is here, the stable is, let me see, beyond the Mundy's house, you know. Now, where that. This is Florence Hall, say. And you see the edge of this building, not the word, edge of this boundary, where the toilet room is very far away. That far, Mundy's room. So we could not see because thick forest. And you have to go through a beaten path, through the forest. Baba used to come through this every day to our place. And the Florence Hall is a very beautiful property, very beautiful, no? It had a gate, back gate, meaning not back gate, side gate. It faced the main road, lovely big gate. Very broad driveway, longwise this way and comes to them. And the front steps were main steps, about 10, 12 steps. And at the back, there's not just one step. Because the hill on a mountain was built like this. The back side was touching the edge, like this, and the front side was... The ground was low, so the house was high. That, you know, you'd have to see to... Anyway, it's called Aga Khan's bungalow. In those days, nobody built, elaborate houses, expensive houses. It's ordinary, but very convenient it was. But in our time, it was not modern fitting. We used it twice without modern fitting, or once without one. And we went there three times, I think. The second time, there was half modern fitting, half non-means bathroom and... The toilet was, but there was no electricity. So the third time when we went to go, we wanted it, you know, in 1946, Baba asked for this house. It was wonderful those days, even people, not so many that they could, you couldn't get the empty house, of course. It was so nice. So then what happened, that we got the house, but they sent word, the proprietor, whoever he was, the agent, say, if we could wait a month or two, they'll have the electric fitting, only that is not there. Baba said, we don't want electricity, we just want the house. So Baba never went to wait, you know, he was always very impatient. So we went there, we didn't have electricity. But after we left the had the electricity, after the rain, because we left in 25th of March, always before the rain start, or the 1st of June. Baba didn't like it when the rains, because those days the roads coming down were not tarred roads, so the cars could slid, you know, skid. It was very dangerous, so Baba always came down there. Mountain, let me see, end of May and 1st of June, before any rains could come. So that, and now that house is being sold. It is sold. And now the Musk house, you know, was very convenient for Baba. Baba saw it was very convenient. That's why he sent for all the Musk to work with them, to serve them, and to give them baths or whatever. This is, then this time when we saw it, was really wonderful. It's a very big courtyard. And the building and the rooms are like this. Rooms means, yes, maybe, stables for the horses, stables, and the car, everything surrounded with rooms, you know. And then a huge gate. And once you go inside, you shut the gate, so no tigers can come in, no animals, nothing. It's quite safe. It was very, very convenient, very beautiful. The thing was planned. So Baba had all the musk kept there and so on. They had the sunshine because there was a big courtyard and all around the rooms built. You know this way, I mean. And then beyond that, a little beyond that, was Mundy's house. So we had a peep, you know, like posels, we call the posels, you know.
Sure.
curious people. In, you know, nosy you may call it. Somebody wanted to see Mandy's room. What kind of rooms was there? They lived in Burma. Yeah, the two rooms were nice on the side. The middle rooms were a bit dark, you know, but anyway, they had a very nice big veranda. They would be all the time on the veranda, you know, that eat outside and stay outside. And the night they can go. But Baba always with Mandali, and Baba used to come to eat and rest and be with us and read and all that. Man used to read to Baba. And Kitty was there, Kitty used to read to Baba. In the night time, we were told to shut our doors before 7 o'clock, you know. And well, we didn't have any tigers, but the tiger did come in the middle of the night because we had a fountain and a bear, the, what do you call it? Watchman night, watchman with Baba always, men were with Baba, you know, so. Someone saw from upstairs, the first story, there's one big room, and Baba's bedroom was upstairs, and so, and what do you call it, this terrace all around, narrow, not very nice, 5-6 feet broad. And so for him, this person may have come out ready for water, and he saw from our fountain a huge bear drinking water. Mm-hmm. And then one time he saw a tiger, that means they prowl in the night time. Mm-hmm. Nightlife goes on in my forest and that. And daytime is very beautiful. At night time, you don't want to be outside. No, your dogs should not be outside, you see. Well, now they're no more tigers. All hunted and killed by the British, but there must be one or two. Mm. And one or two.
They put them in sanctuaries. Like.
Yeah, mm. That is. Dey Baba. Yeah. And so on. So it's very kind of Baba to keep the mass, care the mass. And so we had to cook the food for the mass. The men didn't cook in the dark kitchen. Our food was separate. Baba's food was separate. The mass food was separate. So Florence Hall had a very nice, very, very big kitchen. One may say, yeah, very big room. We made a kitchen from there. And then another rooms with kitchen and all that. It's very nice. Many rooms, outhouses. Yeah. Shiva was there, we put her in one of the service rooms because we wanted a door to lock her in because for the night to keep safe. Mm. It had no steps to it, so it was easy for the horse to go in.
Was Begum there also later on?
Begum, yes, she was there. Oh, she was a country horse, you know, a gypsy horse, so she would climb up the steps in front. 12 steps, she'd come up. Baba told me to give her milk, a little bowl. So when I got the milk for an entire time, and she would be grazing on the edge of the forest, inside the compound, somewhere far away. And then I used to call out, Begum, Begum. And she used to answer from there, no, nay, loudly, nay, like this. And then she come galloping, galloping. And then she saw me on the front side. So she didn't care. The steps went up. Oh, I was very afraid because horses just never hurt their legs. Their legs are very expensive, really speaking. Other horses out of, no, it can't work if legs hurt. So, but her legs were not very long legs, it's short, like a mountain horse. And so she climbed all the steps, fast, and she surprised me, and then she came up the, on the veranda, and she drank the milk from a little basin, not basin, it was a little pail, I think. And every morning, every evening, Baba told me to give up milk, so this country horse, she was very lucky to have milk from Baba's house.
Mm-hmm. She used to kiss Baba often?
No. No kiss business at only what do you call Shiva. Shiva kiss business. We taught Shiva. Shiva was the thoroughbred, good breed horse, not Begum. Begum wouldn't learn. Begum only knew how to eat and run about. Yeah. And then when for walks, you know, we used to leave her free. Because we went through the forest and places, no people was there. And even if farmers came up one or two, she never heard them. She was at the edge of the forest, you know, there was hardly much, there was not much grass up on Mambishwar because it's too shady, there's no sunshine for the grass to grow and too much of dry leaves that covers the ground, so there's not much grass. But there were, on the edge of the road, a few wisps of grass and she would eat and she would see us coming, you know, but she still gone eating. Then she sees us going away from her, you know, we are going for a walk, we can't wait for her. So we walk. We'd walk on and she'd see us go very far away, a furlong. Then she'd come galloping, kudrum, 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 kudrum. Then she'd pass us and go further on, how clever she was, further on, and there she'd start till we could make up where she was and go a little bit further away, so she had time to eat. And she was very sweet. But she was not a very pretty horse. She was very sweet.
Did Baba ever feed her?
Yeah, Baba fed her carrots. Yeah, Baba loved her, but not like Shiva. Baba loved, must turn the best out of all the pets.
Mm-hmm.
Before eating, Baba was pretty hungry, he wants to eat, but before eating, he could, because Baba was told to take high protein because all these years, Baba, what do you call it, vegetarian. So, and the bits of mutton, Baba, lined it on his plate. Now, what did we know? Why it was, I thought, in the end, last, Baba needed last something. Only 2-3 bits, and Baba had his curry and rice, and then 2-3 bits of mutton, that small pieces. And we waited before to eat, but no. Baba said, I finished eating, I want to wash my hands. So we said, Baba, you've forgotten to eat mutton? Baba said, no, that's from Mastana. I said, Baba, Mastana has his own food. He has mutton, everything in the kitchen there. No, not much beef, so you're very little. The dog's blood is very hot, never give him too much meat, really speaking. One, really speaking, you must give him milk and bread, and once in a while, we had mutton all every time. Anyway, then Baba said, no, but I like to give it to him. And he, and Mastan is happy. No, I would say, Mastan is happy. Mastan is happy, and I am happy to give it to him. So we both are happy. Oh, yes, Baba, then why not, of course. And Baba gave the mutton to Mastan. You know. Every day he did that. First he thought, think of Mastan, and then he would eat. We would never have done that. I wouldn't have done it. Some tasty morsel you want to eat quickly, fast, and you're hungry, they go. It shows how much love Baba had for animals. Same as she, Baba, she's going to feed her carrots. I'm glad Mani thought of taking this picture. How much ever people would have told people, they wouldn't have believed that she had to kiss Baba. But if she's kissing Baba, and then Mani said, I've got the camera and the film is there ready, Baba, I must go and get. So she got it, and I quickly leaned over to take away this halter, you know. All these things, what do you call the blinders? Well, blinkers. Blinkers, whatever. What do you call them?
Blinders.
Okay.
Both.
Both. Okay, never mind. So then there was the flies and certain eyes. So that was there. I said the photo is funny. A face has to be seen in a shape. So I leaned over quickly and took the thing. It was hanging here. So that's why you see the tassel here. Then, the blinkers are here. And then her face comes out clear with Baba's. And so when we send this picture to the rest, you know, Phyllis Frederick said, oh, I wish I was that filly, you know.
Filly.
So
you can call
it
that filly.
Yeah. So every Westerner loved to have that picture. So about Mani's office on the veranda. Yeah, I get it. So that's how it is. But she was a very beautiful horse. We did not know she was a thoroughbred, you know. But being with us all the time as a little colt or filly. Anyway, she ate and drank from our hands and all this. I used to give her milk twice, and she was very much used to us. She let us come near her, and she never kicked or bit anybody. She was very nice. But she was a very fast runner. The veterinary had told us, he's a fine Hindu veterinary in Dehradun, so he told us to leave the horse free, she'll run herself and have exercise, you don't have to give her exercise going round and round. Leave her free, the compound is all well protected. So she would go around running, and Peter would run after Shiva. So one day I was inside the house. Yeah, there's exactly, it's so beautiful. You see?
Really,
it's
reaching
so sweet, no? Come on, pass it on. You all have seen it, I think.
That's a Mahabharata.
Mamrish, no, this is Satara.
Yeah?
Satara. Mamrish also Baba fed because Shiva was a Mamrish also. But this is Satara. From the veranda was just like this high, and there's railings, Baba had to lean over.
Did you ever give a name to that white horse that was in your life?
No. No name. No name, but it's very funny. I don't want to say it now, but it was very funny. I used to call him Bobs.
Bobs?
S. Not Bob, but Bobs. I only, nobody wanted to give a name or anything. No, nobody cared to, because who was there? My father was not there. My mother was too busy anyway. My sister was busy also. I just called him that.
Well, not that horse, the new life.
New life, no. New name to that horse. He was a very naughty horse. Yeah. Don King was so strong, and yet he could not control him sometimes.
Mm.
He was used to walking without anything on his back, you know. You got to see that. He was a stronger horse. And then they all said to his Tonga horse, why don't you put him in the Tonga? Kakaji's head is not so good, he can go in the Tonga. So I said, all right, when he came in Moradabad, then this Tonga wala was called and brought his Tonga and put the horse in the Tonga. And he was a very fine person to train, you know, Muslims are that way. The horse pretended he never was in a Tonga. He backed and wouldn't pull forward, he'd go backward and this and that. He didn't want to be in the Tonga because he knew he'd have to walk because he got used to being led free. Mm. With no weight on his back, he liked it very much. And so he made a lot of musty, and the man had to kick him in the tummy. Yeah, they do that to the dogs, to horses. Mm. And then he was so afraid, man, he's kicking the Baba's horses. And then they said, we better keep quiet because the horse is behaving so naughty and all that. No, mischievous. This man knew how to get him trained. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes, put it back. Mm. Mani likes it because Shiva was very sweet with little Peter. She would allow Peter to come in, and when I gave Shiva milk, a little bit from a drip on the floor, you know, and Peter would come along and lick that up, you know. Shiva would play with Peter. She would do this. No, this is hair. She would pull his hair like this, you know. So really sweet. Yes, just pull her. She didn't bite, but she wanted to play and to show that she's friendly with him or something. Yes. And she would go on like this. Peter would just say, don't do that, I'm not going to take, you know. And then, why I'm saying this is one day, then another dog came along that belonged to next door, means outside the gate, you know. Those people knew because that girl came to help me with the gardening, you know. The Baba told me to garden. Baba told me not to go to the kitchen to do gardening that time. So this girl. So what happened was, her dog. So her dog from far saw that Peter go in Shiva's stable. And what was he doing there? Something must be nice. That's why he does not come out so soon. Must be something to eat. So that dog, when Peter was not there, somehow this dog came along and went inside the stable. And you should see how Shiva chased him out years back. And she was actually wanted to bite the dog. The dog had to run fast. And his legs could carry him very fast. So that's why Mani is very happy with Shiva, because she was loving towards Peter. Let him come in the stable. Yeah. So with animals also, there's so much love in animals, also friendship. And they also have different natures, you know. But that dog and Peter were very good friends. They always played together and all that. It was a male dog, but they played. That dog was a young dog, very young, maybe 8 months old or a year old. So he was young, Peter played with him. But one day that dog, what happened? Yes. The house being outside our gate, you know. There were dhobis, you know, washing clothes and all that, father. Anyway, so I don't know what it was. Rano, after Baba went to bed, 5:30, then we happened to go near Baba's room or go in Baba's room. So we were free to do our work, whatever we did. Anyway, Mani, Rano, and Meru, sometimes, or Naja, sometimes they would go for a walk. And it was very, very safe after sunset even to go for a walk, a long walk. They went around with it. So when they came round the side of the gate, you know, it was a very long walk, and then they came here. And then this Dobi's house was there, maybe, I don't know, smell of chapatis or what was there, we don't know. But Peter went up, and Peter knew that this dog was his friend, he won't do anything. So he went up to the veranda and started licking something. This dog, who was supposed to be his friend, growled at Peter and went for Peter. This is my house, how dare you? What? Peter got so angry. What? You were my friend and do this? Peter sort of snarled back and all. But Peter understood he was in the wrong, so he came away. But then next time when this dog came towards Peter's gate, you know, then Peter went for him. He said, you growled at me, now I'm going. So they were no more friends for that day. You know, they fought with each other and all that. But that dog, being younger than Peter, always they give in. So Peter pushed him down, and the dog fell down, poor man, a dog, and he was very sorry. He was on his back. Peter stood over him, but you think? No, it's not nice there among the men. But Peter, what did he know? He stood over the dog, and he put it on the... Give him a good punishment. Yes. He couldn't believe her eyes. He watched it. They take that... From that day, the dog never was upset. Never upset Peter. You know, what happened was always very nice to Peter.
Peter's a smart dog.
Yeah, and he was very, very angry with the dog. Are you a friend to just lick a little bit from your veranda, and so you come to my gate, and I'll show you. Fought him and threw him down and